brought to you by Penguin.
Island in the Sun by Katie Ford, read by Rebecca Lee. Chapter 1. Cass had been travelling all day. There had been an early morning flight from Bristol to Glasgow, two long bus journeys, a largish ferry, and now this tiny ferry that took a dozen cars at best. She was nearly there. Cass hadn't seen her father since he'd moved to the remote Scottish island she could see across the sea lock. She had deemed it just too difficult to get to, but she had loved this journey. The scenery was spectacular, and her bus trips had given her a chance for a nap after her very early start. She had also managed to FaceTime her best friend, who was studying in Spain. It had been lovely to catch up with Rosa and try to show her how beautiful Scotland was on an unusually sunny day. Cass hadn't expected the glorious weather. She had always associated Scotland with wild winds, driving rain and perhaps snow. But in late May, the sky was blue and the majestic hills and mountains were reflected in the almost glassy sea lock. She sighed, drowsy but happy to be seeing her father in such a wonderful place. Then she heard someone clear their throat and she turned, pulled out of her reverie. It was the striking man she'd seen getting out of an ancient Land Rover earlier. He was very tall, with a lot of almost white hair. But while his hair was prematurely light, his eyebrows and eyelashes were still dark. Now she could see that his eyes were greeny-grey. "Are you Cass?" he said. She didn't answer immediately. "Short for Cassiopeia," he went on, his head inclined in query. There was a heartbeat and then she said, "That's me."
"Howard, your dad."
"Yes." She was tempted to add something about him knowing her father's name, but she didn't.
"He knew I was on this ferry, and he asked me to give you a lift to Corrymoor, where he lives."
Cass nodded. She was trying to hide it, but she was taken aback by this man. He was so striking, so, she struggled for the word, attractive. But attractive didn't really cover it.
"I'm Ranulf Gregor. I've known Howard for a few years, before he moved here."
"Well, your credentials seem to check out. I'll take the risk and let you drive me home, to my dad's house." Ranulf laughed. It was deep and musical and no less attractive than the rest of him.
"You haven't visited before, I know, but it's a wonderful place. Eleanor..."
"Eleanor?" Howard hadn't mentioned an Eleanor, but as he never seemed to be without a woman, her presence shouldn't have been a surprise. He was dashing, a famous wildlife photographer, and could be very charming.
"She owns the house Howard lives in. She has a few properties in the area."
Cass could picture her, overtanned, and so a little bit wrinkly, dyed black hair, and a lot of gold jewellery and a lot of teeth, set off by scarlet lipstick. Her father had a type. Her feelings must have shown because Ranulf said,
"She's not what you might expect. Wait and see."
Cass managed a smile.
"Well, I have to, don't I?"
Inside, she was disappointed. She'd so wanted to see her dad, share a bit of the father-daughter time that used to be important to them both. She didn't want to do the sharing with one of his women, who would either desperately try to be her friend or patronise her. But Ranulf was a bit of a consolation. She longed to tell Rosa about him. He was so different from her last boyfriend, picked, she realised now, because he was about as unsuitable a boyfriend as she could find. He and Rosa hadn't got on when she came home for a week's holiday from Spain. Even then, Cass had realised that she didn't much like him either. The island was nearing and people were getting back into their cars. Ranulf gestured with his hand to the Land Rover. He opened the door and Cass clambered in.
"It's old but sturdy," he said. "It's never let me down."
"Jolly good," said Cass. She found herself unnerved by his looks and his bearing. It made her feel childish and resentful. She hoped she didn't appear as spiky as she felt.
"You're very lucky to visit while we're having such amazing weather."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?